hitting the books, Kotlikoff says. Don't do it for the money. High payoff majors. Median earnings. Petroleum engineering, $120,000. Pharmacy, $105,000. Math/computers, $98,000. Low payoff majors. Theology, $38,000. Early childhood education, $36,000. Psychology, $29,000. Source, Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. 2. Find a cheap BA. In a similar vein is the fallacy that degrees from prestigious universities are particularly valuable. The reality, argues Kotlikoff, is that their grads do well in life because of talent and ambition, not because of what they pick up in the classroom or even the doors that open to those who hold a fancy sheepskin. If your youngster gets into an elite school offering no financial aid and a lesser one with a $10,000 merit scholarship, make sure he or she considers the second option carefully. Another strategy would be for your kid to do a year or two at a community college and then switch to the state university. Joshua Nicholas, a 24-year-old property adjuster at Travelers, spent 2 years taking University of Delaware courses offered at Delaware Technical and Community College while living at home. He spent his junior and senior years at the university's main campus in Newark, where he received a BA. Nicholas left school weighed down by $40,000 less in debt than did a roommate who'd spent all 4 years at the prestigious campus. Cheap colleges. These are tuition-free, but you may have to cover room and board or work. Berea College, Cooper Union, Deep Springs College, U.S. Military Academy. Expensive colleges. These are at the high end for tuition, room, and board, 2010-2011. Bard College, $54,300. Columbia University, $54,400. Sarah Lawrence College, $57,600. Wesleyan University, $54,000. 3. Fund a Roth. Tell your kids you will match every dollar they earn working, provided that your dollars go into a retirement account they promise not to touch for 50 years. Three things make this strategy a winner: the positive effect of incentives, even those whose payday is a half century away, the tax code's preference for retirement savings, and the power of compound interest. Your kids are allowed to contribute to individual retirement accounts only up to the amount they earn from employment. Investment income doesn't count. As long as you stay within that limit, however, the dollars can come out of your pocket. Suppose daughter Caitlin earns $5,000 this summer waiting on tables. She uses the money on college tuition, if that's what your arrangement is, or if not, then on whatever. Separately, you deposit $5,000 into her Roth IRA. That's the kind Caitlin can't deduct from her current year's tax bill, but whose principal and earnings are tax-exempt when withdrawn decades in the future. This is a smart move. Caitlin probably won't owe any federal income tax on that summer job in any case, because her standard deduction will more than cover it. Since Caitlin would get no benefit from an upfront tax deduction, she's better off opting for total tax freedom on her withdrawals when she retires. Be careful with this strategy if your child plans to apply for financial aid. Aid formulas generally treat assets held in your name as only partially available to cover college costs. Those held by your kid are considered fully available, even if held in an IRA. To avoid having Caitlin's Roth money confiscated by the college bursar, put off funding it until April of her junior year, after she's handed in her final year financial aid forms. The IRS permits contributions this late on earnings from the previous summer. Then wait another 6 months until the fall of Caitlin's senior year in college to add a contribution covering her earnings from the most recent summer. If your bank is flustered by the idea of kiddy Roths, take your business elsewhere. Mutual fund companies are more hip to this strategy. Number of Kitty Roth accounts at Vanguard, 40,000. Maximum annual contribution, $5,000. Do plan carefully if your child may qualify for college financial aid. Don't fund a child's retirement unless you have maxed out contributions to your own. 4. Shun card debt. Through your words and deeds, get your children to take to heart the notion